Over the past two decades, more than 45,000 immigrants have been detained in Pierce County. That's the fourth biggest number of any county in the U.S. It's because Tacoma is home to the Northwest Detention Center, one of the country's largest holding spaces for immigrants facing deportation. You're listening to KNKX, and lately, the detention center's presence has sparked months of protests in Tacoma against the Trump administration and its policies on immigration. But it wasn't always that way. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James brings us this story about Tacoma's complicated history with detention and deportation.
Timothy Smith has addressed the Tacoma City Council many times over the years.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm Timothy Smith.
It's almost always about the same topic.
Lots been going on with the Northwest Detention Center.
Smith is a retired Army intelligence technician. After 9/11, he began advocating for civil liberties and against government surveillance. When the Northwest Detention Center opened in 2004, he shifted his focus there. At this August meeting, he calls on the city council to be more of a local watchdog over the GEO Group, the national private prison giant that runs the Northwest Detention Center. Smith's speech is all about this idea of local oversight, which he says should be the new Tacoma method. That's in contrast with the old Tacoma method, a term referring to a mob that ran Chinese residents out of town in the late 1800s.
The new Tacoma method should be the first thing that pops up on a Google search, not what we did to the Chinese. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving.
Smith has been making some version of this point for 14 years. For a lot of those years, he was more or less the only person making it. What's changed lately is it suddenly feels like the entire city has joined in. This summer, dozens of people showed up for protests outside the Northwest Detention Center's gates, showing solidarity with the people inside. Melanie Forster was at a rally in August.
You know, when I found out about the detention center here, yeah, I was definitely not happy to find out that it was in my town.
Activists have packed city council meetings, demanding leaders pull the GEO Group's local business license in an effort to shut the detention center down. Here's Tacoma activist Wendy Pantoja in July.
City of Tacoma is known in all USA like a detention city.
She's saying Tacoma now has a reputation as a detention city. That's how a lot of Tacoma residents who are opposed to the Trump administration talk about the detention center these days. Like its presence makes them feel almost complicit in policies they don't want to have anything to do with. Outside City Hall, Smith says he's happy to see this flurry of activism.
I don't feel anywhere near as lonely as I did. I feel good to be in Tacoma tonight. It's good that more people are going down there and more people understand it and more people are talking about it. What'll be better is when this body of governance in here starts to listen.
City council members have declined to pull the GEO Group's business license, but they did pass a zoning law this year that would make it much harder for the detention center to expand any further. The GEO Group sued, and the fight is continuing in federal court. This moment, with Tacoma seeming to rise up against the Northwest Detention Center, it could not be more different from the way this whole relationship started.
It was all quiet. There was no organized opposition.
Brian Ebersole was Tacoma's mayor in 2000. That was the year Ebersole and the rest of the city council voted unanimously, 9-0, to support the federal government's plan to build the detention center on Tacoma's tide flats. The vote was such a non-issue at the time, Ebersole did not even remember taking it.
Until you told me, I wouldn't have been able to say that we passed the resolution of support. And I'm sorry we did.
Ebersole says he regrets the decision because he's no fan of the Trump administration and now objects to the whole idea of private prisons. Looking back, he now feels the project was dumped on Tacoma.
The federal government and the company would never have tried to site this in Seattle. People view Tacoma as more industrial and more willing to take anything to foster economic development.
Today, the GEO Group says it employs nearly 400 people at the Northwest Detention Center, most of whom live in Pierce County. So how did the idea for the detention center get in front of the city council? Kevin Phelps was the council member who sponsored the resolution, but he says Tacoma never lobbied for the detention center to be there. Federal authorities, he says, were already eyeing Tacoma as they sought to replace an aging and overcrowded detention center in Seattle. And all he did was steer them to an isolated piece of land where he felt the detention center would do the least harm to Tacoma.
They make it sound like we were rah, rah, rah for getting the new facility. In my mind, as an elected official, I was trying to come as close to making lemonade out of lemons as I could.
Plus, the politics around immigration were just different back then. Polls show Democratic and Republican voters were not that far apart on the issue. Mike Crowley was on the city council at the time.
I don't think there was any stigma, as I recall, about, you know, detaining families or anything like that.
A lot has changed since 2000. 9/11 happened. The federal agency that sought to build the detention center, known as INS, became ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Northwest Detention Center's capacity has more than tripled. It can now hold nearly 1,600 people. Meanwhile, the question of who gets deported and why has become one of the most polarizing issues in American politics. And in Tacoma, the detention center makes those politics local. Smith, who's protested from the beginning, has had to step back. He now spends a lot of time in Arkansas visiting his grandchildren.
The detention center is like a big black hole. And when you live that close to it, like I did, and do, I just had to get away from it and try to go be a grandpa.
He says he's glad activists of color, like the undocumented leader Maru Moravil Pando, are now more prominent in the movement. He says their credibility has allowed them to make progress he was never able to. And this surge of local interest, Smith says, means there's never been a better time for Tacoma to change its relationship to the Northwest Detention Center.
We should be able to have oversight of this facility better than anybody else in the United States. That's how good Tacoma is. Tacoma has to find its goodness, has to find its heart, and not just always be saying, oh, we're sorry.
Smith, like a lot of activists, wants this to end with the detention center leaving Tacoma. Others say the very fact that people like him are pushing back and advocating for detainees makes Tacoma the best place the detention center could possibly be. Will James, KNKX News.